I've got a message. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out where to go. I mean, you was preaching this morning. You just about walked. You half of it was what God had been giving me a month ago, which was awesome. You know, I mean, it means you don't talk. You know what I mean? So evidently, he's talking to both of us about something that somebody needs to hear. And I want to talk to you tonight about seeking after the Lord. Okay. And like I said, I don't know where all it's going to go because I studied, man, and I've got some scripture, and God's been talking to me, but He's still got the floor. So if you guys want to turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 24. Psalms chapter 24. It says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob." Father God, I love You with all my heart. And You see me standing before You, God, I'm just a vessel. I'm nobody. I know You ministered this to me, into my spirit, into my heart, God. And I know, without any doubt, that this is what You told me to minister to the people. Lord, I pray if there was one here, God, that needs something from You tonight, Lord God, that they would not reject the anointing that will be here in a moment. I know what You promised me, Father. I just pray, Lord God, the Word says, whatever I bind here on earth is bound in heaven, God. And I stand against all the things that stand against Your Word. And against Your people, Father God, in the Holy Spirit, He has the floor. He has preeminence in this service. Father God, whatever You decide to do, You can do. I love You, Lord. I was talking to God. God was talking to me. God was talking to me about seeking Him. I'm going to be honest with you. If you are satisfied, because I'm not. Man, like I said, every time I preach to you, God has done preached it to me. You know? So, I mean, and I listen. I think, a lot of times I can't remember what I said when I was up here. So I try to listen on the internet, you know, to when you guys put them on the radio or on the computer, because I want to know what the Holy Spirit said. Because a lot of times, like I said, I have no idea what's going on. It's wild. God had ministered, told my spirit, man. Me and Him were talking all week long about seeking the face of God. Seeking after the things of Christ and of God in our lives. And what it will do by doing that. I don't know any of you on a personal level, really. I mean, me and my wife come to church here. And I know it seems like we might shun you, but I'm not shunning you. I mean, I'm just kind of backward, you know. I don't hang out and talk. It ain't that I don't like you. I just rather go home, you know. But God, all day today, the Holy Spirit was telling me that somebody's marriage is in trouble. And I know it was Him that was telling me that. And I don't know if you're here or if you're going to listen to this thing later on, but your marriage is in trouble. And by seeking after the face of God, He can restore those things. The Word says, "By seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you." Okay? By putting God first, by seeking after Him, He will restore those things into your life. He will restore your lost children. They're not lost because you don't serve Him. They're not lost because you don't serve Him. They made a choice. Right? They made a choice. We all make choices. I want to be out front with you. I'm not saying that there's things like it in your homes and in your life because you're sinners. Those things exist in this world because sin is in this world. Right? That's the truth. God says by seeking Him, by seeking after His face, by putting Him first, He will restore those things into your home and unto your life. He will restore your finances. He will restore your lost children, the lost family members. He will restore your marriage. He will restore the courage that you once had to stand upon His Word by seeking after His face. I tell you what, man, I was... this is kind of hard to because I read this, the book of Psalms chapter 24, about a month ago. I was just flipping my Bible, you know, and it was there, and I read it, and it really stuck with me, and four or five times since then, in the middle of the night, about 3:30, the Holy Spirit would wake me and have me go read my Word, and I would come back to that. I didn't have it marked. I just flipped my Bible open, and there it was again. Every time, I said, God, you know, I don't know how to minister that. I don't know how to preach about seeking your face. All I know is what I feel in my heart, you know, about putting you first and how we stumble, God, but we still need to put you first. We need to get back up off of the floor and keep going. Be patient with me because I know this is what God give me with all my heart. Okay, so this is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob. And He was telling me, you know, how so many people, this world, man, you guys look at it. Look how they try to fill that void in their heart and in their soul with everything that's not Him. And you're never satisfied. They're never satisfied. Man, you was lost at one time. You're probably just like me. We might not have walked in the same garbage, you know. But everybody goes through high school, so you see all kinds of stuff. I mean, that's the truth. And even more, you know, I think I'm not very old. I'm just 25 years old. And it's been like, I don't know how long. I graduated at 17, so however long ago that was. But there was a lot of stuff going on with kids. You know what I mean? Myself included. We were doing things you would not believe because the world said that was okay. You know? I mean, I grew up in a full gospel home, a godly home, but I still felt like I wanted to fill my heart in those things, in that void, with all the things of this world. And I was never satisfied. I look at the time I walked away from God and how I filled it with drugs and drinking and, you know, whoremongering and running around. And I remember driving home from work at night, you know, and feeling so worn out. Man, I remember that. I was discussing that with the Holy Spirit here a while back. But I remember driving. I worked midnights. And there was only like 10 of us, 15 of us in the shop on second shift. And we worked from like 4:30 to 3:30 in the morning. And you were scattered out everywhere. And they had just, you know, some seriously hard rock music and stuff like that. And then I thought I enjoyed listening to it, you know. But I remember driving home at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. And that would be on the radio, and that's the kind of stuff I listen to in the truck and at home and everything else. And I said, man, I just feel worn out. I feel worn down, man. Like there's nothing. There's no peace in my heart, in my life. And because there's not, that's what God was, the world, man. I'm going to talk to the young people for a minute. They will tell you that it is okay to drink and do drugs and all kinds of things. But it's not. It's not. You hear me? God's got a greater purpose for you in your life than to do those things, to ruin your heart and your mind and to do those things. I'm telling you, God's got something better for you than to do those things. Do you know that? Do you truly know that in your heart? Do you? Do you? I know, the only reason I can't speak for no man, but I can speak for myself. And I know that that is garbage. Okay? And it's something you will fight and struggle with for years down the road. If you partake of it now, it will haunt you, I'm telling you. God, you can accept Christ and come back to the fold, but those things, the enemy will still use them against you. And they do nothing but try to drag you back into the sinful life that was. It is important, even at a young age, to seek the Lord. Seek the face of the Lord. Amen. It is important. I know sometimes you get discouraged. You know that? You guys get discouraged, don't you? I get discouraged. I'm a new Christian. I am. There was a time in my life I considered myself to be new. And I tell you why. Because I was raised in church and I had given my heart to God and come back to the altar all through high school, middle school, and growing up. And then I walked away from Him and I done some really awful stuff. And when I come back to Him the second time, it was new. Okay? It was new. It was different. Amen. It was different. Okay, it was different, and I'm glad it was, because I couldn't stand to take that same old religion that I kept thinking was tradition and was so important. If you don't have a relationship with God, you're missing out. You are missing out, I'm telling you. To walk with Him daily, to talk with the Holy Spirit, man, and to feel the power of God in your life, and to see the people around you, the blessings of God in your life. The worst is that we are the head and not the tail. Do y'all know that? The head and not the tail. Try this. I'm going to throw this out there. I thought my dad used to say this. I thought he was nuts. Listen to me, because you'll notice it. If you pay attention, you'll notice it. Because you are saints, okay? And the blessings that God bestows upon you and the favor in your life because of Christ. Go to a restaurant when there's only two or three people, and in 15 minutes, there's coming people there. I'm serious. Do that. Start paying attention to those things. And you'll laugh. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. We do that all the time, don't we? We pull into a fast food chain. There's nobody in the line. And it's not rush hour. And there's 40 cars come piling in. Because the favor that God, that I have with the Lord, okay, on me, they might be all sinners. But because of the favor that Christ has, that I have in Christ, and I have with the Lord, it follows me wherever I go. Amen? It follows me wherever I go. So it don't matter if I walk into your establishment and you are a sinner man. You're going to be blessed because I'm there. Hey, that's the word. Right? I mean, that's deep. It is. It takes me a while to get hold of some of this stuff, you know. I don't even know where I got off on that. But anyway, seeking the face of God. It is important. I'm telling you. He's got a better thing than you can ever imagine in store for you. Anyway, this whole thing, you know, waking up at 3:30 in the morning is hard on you. You know, especially when you got to get up and then get her ready to go to be babysitted and then go to work. And for some odd reason, that little girl don't want to go to sleep till midnight. It drives you crazy, don't it? I tell you. Anyway, but you know, so I'm reading in the book of Psalms, you know, 24, seeking the face of God. And I said, God, what's that? The more and more I walk with you, Lord, and the more and more I try to take on the mind of Christ, and I try to do the things that you tell me to do and live the way you tell me to live, God, I realize that I have not a clue really what's going on without you. You know? You don't have to start going, well, I'm going to jump around in some scripture, but and so I was reading 24, you know, and so I just glanced over 25. And it says, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in the truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. I've been praying. I was talking to Brandy about this. You know, hopefully everybody in here puts on the armor of God every day. It is important. I used to think that was, I know it's the word, but until you start doing some of this and practicing, putting it to feet, man, it's different. Okay? When you start seeing it take effect in your life and in your heart. And so I started putting on the armor of God every morning, you know, here a while back. And when I started reading that, I think last week was Easter, was it not? Okay. Well, last week was Easter. I left here, and me and the Lord were talking going down the road, and my heart was just breaking. You know, it's a big deal. He died for me. You know, He died for me. He died to save a wretched man that was up to his neck and about to drown in sin. Amen. Glory. But He died for me. My heart was breaking. I was talking to the Lord. He told me to read. It's hard, man. Like I said, with that little girl and everything else going on, my wife works. It's hard. To read my word every day this week. Some days I'll go a day I'll come home, be worn plumb out, and she'll go to work, and I'm stuck with her. And it's hard. It's hard. I don't know what we're going to do when the second one comes, but it's... Well, I hope. But it's hard, you know, and I feel bad about that all the time. So God, I know I need to read my word, but I am so worn out today. I'd just like to go lay down. So me and the Lord were talking. He said, I want you to read your word every day this week. Even if it's just a little. You read it every day. And I said, okay, God. And pray. Because sometimes we will get in. Maybe none of the rest of y'all do this. Maybe I'm just talking about myself. But you ever get in a kind of like a... Just taking things for granted. Just mediocre, you know. And just mediocre. And we pray, we'll say, Lord, because I caught myself doing this a lot. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you be with my family. God, all of them. Collectively, Lord, just be with all my family, Lord God, the ones that need you. Lord God, that you speak to them. And Father God, you be with us, Lord, and everything we come in contact through today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. And shut her down. All right? I mean, listen. Maybe none of y'all do that. But I caught myself doing that. And it's not so much that it's wrong. But you're taking it lightly. That you get to talk to God. So he told me, I want you to make sure you read your word every day this week. I said, okay, well, I know I was preaching Sunday night, and, Sunday, I didn't know what, I knew I was preaching today, and, I knew he kind of, I knew that was in my spirit about seeking the face of God. So he told me that Sunday on the way to dinner. He said, I want you to read my word every day. Even if it's just a little, you have to put it in you. And man, you're starving yourself to death. How many times do we do that? You know, it's important. My dad used to tell me all the time growing up, read your word, make sure you read your word. All right, Dad, I want that. Hey, listen, you're a young man. We do this thing. It's true. We think we know so much better than the people over us. Anyway, he used to say it all the time. Make sure you read your word. It's important. And it is important. Because the Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay? Every word. So if you go, you can eat a bologna sandwich, but your carnal man might thrive. But that's a problem in itself, really. He gets in the way all the time. Don't he? He gets in the way all the time. So your carnal man might thrive, but your spirit man is starving to death. So you've got to read your word every day. So God tell me, read your word every day. He said, read your word every day, even if it's just a little. And I want you to start praying with a purpose. Pray them with a purpose. Don't just submissively push things off and go on. Quit praying collectively over things. Start petitioning me. That's what God told me. Start petitioning me. I said, okay, God. So I made the point every day this week to do those things. And in the morning time when I pray and I put my armor on when I'm in the truck, I made it a point to put my armor on with authority. Okay? Authority. There's a difference between just saying things and walking in the power of God. Walking in the authority that we have in Christ. Take no mind, it is not in us. It is Christ. Okay? So, walking in that authority. And I told Brandy, I started doing that. I was excited, wasn't I? Because y'all gonna think I'm nuts, maybe. But I started seeing myself putting this stuff on. And, you know, I made it. And I got done, and I'm sitting there with a shield and this big breastplate of righteousness, amen. My helmet and this sword at the end of it. And and that felt good in my spirit. I said, man, thank you, Jesus. Because that wasn't like that before. You know, it wasn't like that before I put my armor on. But there's something different about saying things with authority and speaking authority. Okay. Luke chapter 11. So you don't have to go there, but I'm going to. Well, he's good, isn't he not? I mean, truly, he is so good to us. I know there's a lot of turmoil surrounding this with different denominations and different things, and I'm not going to preach doctrine to you. I'm not doing it. Because a lot of times that stuff tears down more than it builds up. But we all know this. We all know this. Wednesday. I got to do this. God told me to. Okay? For some odd reason, I got angry with you over that question you asked Wednesday night. There was no reason for it. And it made me angry. And I'm sorry. I mean, you didn't know it, but I'm sorry. God spoke to me about that question. And some of the things I was taught growing up, or I saw to be right growing up, were not. I don't know much about a lot of things, but I believe in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And you said that you didn't believe that everybody had all of them. And you was right. You were. I got to do this. So just give me a second. Okay. But God can use anybody.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It ain't about Jay. This is what he told me. Because I said, God, I was angry. And then later it broke my heart that I got that way about it. But I said, He will use any of us to get His word across. Amen. Any one of us. And the example He showed me was this. If I'm a man, and I don't have to be a sinner, but I'm sitting here in the back of the church, and I got a broken knee. And the anointing's falling in the church, and God's moving, and He speaks to me, and He says, go up there and have that man lay hands on you, and I will heal your knee. All right, God. And this happened to me when I was a junior in high school. I told my MCL playing high school football. Could not walk in my right knee. It was junk. I had a brace on, like a $2,000 brace on my knee. You couldn't do nothing. I couldn't put my pants on in the morning to go to school. God was moving in a church service. And I sat there and He said, go up there and have that man lay hands on you and pray for you, and I'll heal your knee. I said, okay, Lord. So I walked up there. And I had this man. I said, hey, man, I got this brace on my right knee. And God said, if you lay hands on me, you'll heal it. He'll heal it. I could not walk. I'm telling y'all. Because your ACL does this. It's your, forward and back. Your MCL is all your balance. Your MCL is gone. You can't walk without your ACL, but you can stand if you can take a pain. Your MCL is gone. You cannot stand. Not only can you not take a step, but the ligament in the side of your knee that holds everything from doing this is not together no more. So everything does this. Scariest moment of my life, really. When it happened, I got hit like that, and that knee went completely 90 over to the side. Never forget it. Scream like a little girl. But I come up here, and the man laid hands on me with an orange oil, and they prayed for me. I took that brace off, and I walked out of that church. The next day, it was on a Sunday night. The next day, I went back to football practice. My coach wouldn't let me practice, but I still did all the wind sprints and running that everybody else did. Couldn't put pads on tackle because I didn't have a doctor's excuse. But I done everything else. Because when God does something, He does it completely. Right? But when He showed me that, it wasn't necessarily that man, that minister, had the gift of healing in him. He's just a vessel. Right? He's just a vessel. He didn't know what was going on. But God told me to come up there. She comes, okay, hey, God, if you heal. Right? Now, help me. It is by the power of Christ that people are set free. That marriages are restored to their fullness. I don't mean haphazardly. When God sets something, He sets it. Okay? That marriages are restored. That the lost come unto Him. It is by the power of Christ and the Holy Ghost. You guys agree with that? You agree with that? Anybody know a quarter of my own? Or Ryan or Greg or Jamie? We're just vessels. We're just vessels. He don't have to use us. But He chooses to. So, by the power of God, that those things take place. And His Holy Spirit is here now, I'm telling you. God promised me something when He told me to minister this to you. Because here in a minute, we're going to do some things. And I believe some stuff's going to happen. It is by the Holy Ghost that people are set free from the bondage that holds them. So we go back to seeking God, seeking His face, right? In Luke chapter 11, verse 9 says, "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye, thee being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" Now we all just agree, right, that it is not by any account of our own. It is by the Holy Ghost. Right? It is by the Holy Spirit. Okay. Like I said, we're all standing on the same ground there. Right? By the power of God, those things happen. Amen? By the power of God, those things happen. Okay. And He was showing me that seeking Him. Like I said, we're still on seeking Him. I know I'm kind of rambling maybe, but seeking the things of God. Seeking the face of God. The Holy Spirit. You know, I don't know much, but the Trinity here. You got Jesus, and you got God the Father, and you got the Holy Ghost. Right? Okay. Jesus, look at it like this for me. I might be completely wrong, but this is what the Lord showed me. So, Jesus is the Word of God made into flesh. Right? Made into flesh, into the carnal. So He could overcome everything that me and you encounter in the carnal, and we would have victory over everything we encounter in the carnal. Right? Okay. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Right? Right. You know, in the Old Testament, He come down, He hung out with prophets and kings. And every one time every year, He come down, and He was in the tabernacle. Is that right? I'm not too keen on all that, but... Okay. So, we don't have that. I couldn't make it if He only come down once a year. Right? I'll keep looking at you, buddy. It'll be alright. I couldn't make it if He only come down one time a year. Okay? And I got to be ministered to by the Spirit of God. Couldn't do it. Neither could none of y'all. That's why Jesus came. Because it wasn't working then. Okay? It was not working. It wasn't working in the Old Testament. Not that God was doing anything wrong, but people are stupid. Listen to me. It's the truth. If they'd have just lined up all those years, man, and just walked according to the law and according to what everybody was telling them, man, they'd be in high cop. Anyway. I want everybody to stand up. You got that song ready? It's important that we seek God. Seek the face of God. And, like I just read, if ye be being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? That verse says this to me. It says, God, we've been talked about tonight, how it is by no account of our own, it is by the power of God and the Holy Spirit that those things take place in our lives. Everybody agree? Right? That is the reason that people are set free. Right? Okay. That's the reason. Because God is awesome. He is a great God. Okay? There is none like Him. Okay. And the Word says that He inhabits the praises of His people. Okay. We're going to play this song. And this song, I don't even know what it's called, but I know me and Brandy were in Virginia. We heard it on the radio. God put it on my heart to tell Ryan. We never sang it till now, I don't think. Okay, but He sees so much further than what we do. Okay, and when He was telling me about this message, He brought that song to my mind and my heart and told me to do what we're about to do. I said, okay, God. I'm just telling you what He told me. So it is by the power of God, right? And the Word says He inhabits the praises of His people. Okay? So how much more if you ask for those things in your life, if you ask for the power of God to be present in your life, He will give it to you. You ask for the Holy Spirit to be in your heart and be present in your life, it's coming. That's what the Word just said. We just read that in chapter 11, verse 13, Luke. Right? Okay. But the praises of His people. We're going to play this song. And this is what I want everybody to do. This is what God told me to tell you. I want you to forget about the person next to you. Forget about them. I know there's a couple of us in here. But I want you to get alone in your heart with God. Okay? This church sits on the forefront of some very awesome things. I talked about that last time. God told me that, you know, we're sitting on the main highway. Things drive by up and down that road all the time. Well, I just talked about the favor of God being in our lives, right, earlier. You think because the Holy Spirit is having a heyday in here with us and in our heart, okay, and the power of God being so strong that somebody driving by won't just get drawn to stop for some odd reason and walk through that door and give their heart to Him for no apparent reason. It's going to start happening, I'm telling you. So, I want you to get alone with God. I want you to remember, because sometimes we need to remember what He's done in us. It's a big deal. Man, we get so complacent, and we're just living a life according to the Word. There's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes we need to get back to our first love and what He done in us, amen. What He done in me. And nobody else can tell you what He done in you. That's between you and God. And when you get alone with Him in your heart, and you get down when all of it else falls away, and you seek His face, and you put Him first in every aspect of your life, and you seek His face. I can't say that enough, because it's important that you continually seek after the things of God. So tonight I want you to get alone in your heart with Him. Forget about the person next to you. You know why you raise your hands when you're in praise and worship? Any of y'all know why? Y'all answer me if you know. You know what that is symbolic for in the spirit? We are spiritual beings. Okay? First and foremost. Our spirit existed long before this flesh and bone did. Y'all know that? Okay. So we are spiritual beings, and the carnal stands in front of us all the time. The Word says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. When you raise your hands open to the Lord in praise and worship, that is symbolic for surrender. That is symbolic for surrender. You know when the Holy Spirit's moving? Praise God, and the Holy Spirit's moving, and you want to raise your hands so bad. But for some reason, you feel like somebody's going to snicker at you. Y'all ever feel that way? Right? Because that is bondage. That is not of God. Those things are not of the Lord. And when the Holy Spirit starts moving, and you want to raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Not this. It's important, I'm telling you, it's something God showed me. Not this, because you're still holding on. Everything, I'm telling you, things go so deep, man, in the Word, but symbolic for surrendering everything to the Holy Ghost and letting Him have the floor. I want you to get alone with your heart. Each and every one of you. I want you to remember what God done in you. Okay? And I want you to petition the Lord. You don't, if you want to sing to the Word, you sing to the Word. You praise God in your fashion. You hear me? I'm telling you, He told me to do this. I don't know what He's got going on, but I know without a doubt in my heart that this is what He told me to do last night. So, if you want to sing, you sing. If you want to shout, you shout. If you want to scream unto the Lord, you scream. Because it's between you and Him. You know, if we all had that mindset every time we walked in this building, it don't matter, in here or out there, God's God. Amen. But if we had that mindset every day of our lives, that none of the rest of it matters, and all that matters, myself included, all that matters is seeking the face of God and doing everything He told us to do. You know what the world would be. It wouldn't be what it is now. I'm almost done, I promise. Get alone with Him in your heart. If you want to raise your hand to the Lord, you do it. Amen. The Word says that you worship Him in spirit and in truth. Get all the garbage. Wash everything else out. What you're going to have for dinner when you go home. Amen. What your car payment is tomorrow. Get it all away from you for just a moment. And focus solely on the Lord. I believe He's got something in store. Because when we start seeking the face of God, when we start going after Him with everything in us, and letting the Holy Spirit have the floor in our lives, having complete dominion and reign, when we get off of the controls and say, God, whatever you want to do, you do it. We are going to see people set free and out of bondage. You're going to see people coming to the Lord with all of their heart. Oh, glory.